Hello, I'm Nick Olmos, and this is Tech In 2, the coronavirus update from Wired. Brought to you by Audible. President Trump halts stimulus talks, the FDA releases vaccine approval guidelines, and doctors investigate the link between COVID-19 and diabetes. Here's what you should know. Tuesday, President Trump shut down coronavirus aid package negotiations between Steven Mnuchin and Nancy Pelosi, saying that a stimulus bill will not come after the election. Instead, the president is focused on approving Amy Coney Barrett's nomination to the Supreme Court. The stock market immediately fell following the announcement. The FDA published guidelines for granting a COVID-19 vaccine emergency authorization yesterday after being reviewed by the White House. Among the requirements is a provision that drug makers must provide data showing they followed trial participants for a median 2 months after their final injection. This timeline makes it even less likely that a vaccine will be approved before the election. Back in the spring, diabetes experts began noticing that people with COVID-19 and no history of diabetes were showing up in hospitals with abnormal blood sugar levels. Not only does having diabetes put patients at risk for a worse case of COVID-19, but it seems possible that the virus could also trigger the onset of the disease. A new international registry allows doctors to upload anonymized data about COVID-19 patients to better understand the potential correlation between the two conditions. Want more news you can use? Sign up for the Tech In 2 newsletter at wired.com/TT.
Life is busy, so don't let finding your favorite podcast slow you down. Just tap the Audible app on your phone and unlock your one-stop shop to listen to more of what you love. Everything from Celeste Ng's bestseller Little Fires Everywhere to the podcast The Pursuit of Healthiness with Blake Griffin is at your fingertips. Audiobooks, podcasts, and Audible originals all in one place. And for a limited time, Prime members get $50 off their first year of Audible Premium Plus membership. Visit audible.com to get started.